Many of us look forward to Christmas because it seems to offer a message of peace and goodwill, which the world is asked to remember and live out, at least for a season. We imagine the good company of family and or friends, of cheer and giving, of eating and celebrating. It's a feel-good time. This reality comes to us each year, but it is always tinged with some reminder of the harshness of the so-called real world, which we are told is very different from the world of the Christmas story. But is it different? The real world was very much the context for the first Christmas. A family without other family or friends, support, trudging through the winter's night like refugees, with no known accommodation to begin with, ending up in a place where animals feed, where the birth of the child happens, and afterwards the threat of Herod's genocidal soldiers, which meant that they had to flee for their lives to another country. This is a stressful, dangerous, and humiliating scene. And yet, God is born into it, in great humility and vulnerability. Through the birth of Jesus the Christ, the light of the world, love came through at Christmas in the midst of our realities, in the center of the real world. This means that if your Christmas brings you challenges or the so-called real world impinges in some way to disturb your peace, you can take that deep into your prayer that day and say, through these anxieties and challenges, I am with you, Lord, in your life as you live it with your realities. When you do this, you can be given a peace from God which the world cannot give. And that is the real message of Christmas, that God is completely with us, as we are with God, in this real world, the world we know, no matter what. The measure of mercy and peace that this faith gives is a resilient and robust faith, which is a transforming gift, the best Christmas present of all, to begin a year full of grace and mercy. Bidden or not bidden, God is present in this real world. God is your present. And very warm greetings to all Vatican Radio listeners from the Anglican Communion and the Anglican Centre in Rome. Have a happy Christmas.